On Tuesday, Browns players and members of the BWO teamed up with Party City to host a spooktacular Halloween party at the Cleveland Clinic Children's Rehabilitation Campus. More than 75 children participated in a Halloween parade complete with costumes and door-to-door trick-or-treating.
It's fantastic. It means everything for our kids. They're rehabbing. They're working hard in school. If they're a child with autism, they're really enjoying this day with the Browns. It's Halloween. It's fun. It's a chance for them to get out of doing what they normally would do, which is usually hard work, and they get to have fun and just enjoy everything else that's going on.
It's awesome. I mean, this is one of my favorite things to do. I did it in Carolina, and I'm so lucky that the BWO supported doing it here again. Kids are just awesome, and that's what the holidays are all about.
For Browns players, today's event was an opportunity to put smiles on the faces of kids as well as reminisce of their childhood days of trick-or-treating.
I'm going to say the Ninja Turtles. I was a big fan growing up. I can't remember which one I was, but I'm sure all of them, you know, 4 years in a row, but that would probably be my favorite.
I can tell you my favorite story as a child. My mom told me I wore my Batman cape until I was about 7 years old. So, I wasn't very proud of it at that time, but I'm really proud of it now. You know, I feel like we're the ones getting blessed today. You know, being around these kids, it just lighting up their day, it sort of brightens up our day, and this is probably the most fun I've had as a Brown.
And you know, it's always good when we can give back, and just putting smiles on kids' faces, I mean, you know, they just having a great time, so I mean, I'm probably more excited than them.
And you said it's nice to step away, clear your head, and do something like this that, you know, brings everyone joy, and then back to focus and back to work tomorrow.